One of the world's most famous aviators has died. Chuck Yeager died last night at 97. The pilot, best known as the first to break the sound barrier, started from humble beginnings in West Virginia. Yeager was never the finest student, but his aviation knowledge and aeronautical accomplishments unsurpassed. NPR's Russell Lewis has this remembrance.
For many people, they didn't really learn about Chuck Yeager until decades after he broke the sound barrier, all because of a book and popular 1983 movie called The Right Stuff.
There was a demon that lived in the air. They said whoever challenged him would die.
Before Yeager, several people did die trying to exceed the speed of sound. But then came the X-1, a wild, high-flying, rocket-propelled orange airplane. It buffeted like a bucking horse as it approached the speed of sound, Mach 1, about 700 miles per hour at altitude. Chuck Yeager was more than a pilot. In several test flights before breaking the sound barrier, he studied his machine to understand how it handled the faster it went. He even lobbied to change one of the plane's control surfaces so that it could safely exceed Mach 1.
Say, Radley, make another note here, would you? Must be something wrong with this old Mach meter. Jump plumb off the scale. Gone kind of screwy on me.
As popularized in The Right Stuff, Yeager broke the sound barrier on October 14, 1947 at Edwards Air Force Base in California. But there were no news broadcasts that day, no newspaper headlines. The aviation feat was kept secret for months. In a 2011 interview with NPR, Yeager said it never much mattered to him.
I was at the right place, the right time, and duty enters into it. It's not, you don't do it to get your damn picture on the front page of the newspaper. You do it because it's duty. It's your job.
Yeager never sought the spotlight and was always a bit gruff. After his famous flight in the X-1, which he nicknamed Glamorous Glennis for his wife, he continued testing newer, faster, and more dangerous aircraft. The X-1A came along 6 years later, and it flew at twice the speed of sound.
Okay, start the countdown slowly.
Okay, starting the countdown, starting from 5 times to 0. 5, 4.
On December 12, 1953, Chuck Yeager set two more altitude and speed records, 74,000 feet and Mach 2.44. It's what happened moments later that cemented his legacy as a top test pilot. The X-1A began spinning viciously and spiraling to Earth, dropping 50,000 feet in about a minute. His flight helmet even cracked the canopy. In this scratchy archive recording, you can hear Yeager as he wrestles the aircraft just as he regains control.
Oh. Down to 25,000. Would have had to be. I don't know if I can get back to base or not.
Yeager would get back to base. As he wrote later in his autobiography, despite that harrowing time, he focused on flying his airplane. In this 1985 NPR interview, Yeager said it was really no big deal.
Well, sure, because I'd spun airplanes all my life, and that's exactly what I did. I recovered the X-1A from inverted spin into a normal spin, popped it out of that, and came on back and landed. And that's what you're taught to do.
It's more than that, though. Chuck Yeager was a rare aviator, someone who understood planes in ways that other pilots just don't. He ended up flying more than 360 different types of aircraft and retired from the Air Force as a brigadier general. Bob Vanderlinden of the National Air and Space Museum in Washington says Yeager stood out.
He could give extremely detailed reports that the engineers found extremely useful. It's not just flying the airplane, it's interpreting how the airplane is flying and understanding that. And he understood that just because he understood machines so well and was just such a superb pilot.
Chuck Yeager grew up in the mountains of West Virginia, an average student who never attended college. After high school, he enlisted in the Army Air Corps, where he didn't have the education credentials for flight training. But once the U.S. entered World War II, a few months later, he got his chance. Vanderlinden says Yeager became a fighter ace, shooting down 5 enemy aircraft in a single mission and 4 others on a different day. Then he faced another challenge during a dogfight over France.
He got himself shot down, and he escaped. And very few people do that. And he managed not only escaped, he went got back to England. And normally they would ship people home after that. And he persuaded the authorities to let him fly again. And he did. which is highly unusual.
In addition to his flying skills, Yeager also had better-than-perfect vision, 20/10. He reportedly could see enemy fighters from 50 miles away and ended up fighting in four wars. Today, the plane Yeager first broke the sound barrier in, the X-1, hangs inside the Air and Space Museum. Norm Healy was visiting from Canada and reading about Yeager's accomplishments.
I loved airplanes as a kid, and Chuck Yeager was always sort of the cowboy of the airplane world. At least that was my perspective when I was young. And, you know, as I've grown older and now have kids and a family and a wife, I appreciate much more now his courage.
Chuck Yeager never considered himself to be courageous or a hero. He said he was just doing his job, a job that required more than skill.
All through my career, I credit luck a lot with survival because of the kind of work we were doing.
Chuck Yeager spent the last years of his life doing what he truly loved, flying airplanes, speaking to aviation groups, and fishing for golden trout in California's Sierra Nevada mountains. Russell Lewis, NPR News.